Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
Good morning to my New Providence Baptist Church family and to those who are watching on the World Wide Web. We are so pleased that you joined us this Sunday morning. It's a little different when the church is empty, but we know that God is everywhere. And we just want to just say we thank God that you have chosen to worship with us on this Sunday morning through the World Wide Web and through Facebook Live. And it is our prayer that you will be blessed today from the Word of God, which will be given to you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because we know that you are God, and beside you there is none other. We reverence your name. We praise you. We thank you because there's none like you. Heaven and earth is filled with your glory. You are the Almighty God, all-powerful God. And we just say thank you for your presence in our lives, because of your presence, we're able to continue to keep the faith even in these tough times. God, have your way today. I pray that you will speak through me, speak to your people, those who are depressed, those who are hopeless, those who right now, Father God, are going through some tough days. Have mercy upon them and speak a word of hope to them. We know that you are still on the throne and you still have all power in your hands. So have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. From the Word of God, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 27 through 30, from the New International Version of the Holy Scriptures, we find these words written. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord? My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. The word of God to the people of God. This morning, I want to talk with you from the subject, the God who helps us in times of uncertainty. The God who helps us in times of uncertainty. My brothers and sisters, we are living in a time of great uncertainty. What we knew life to be over a week ago has now, for all of us, drastically changed. Day by day, we are faced with some new possibility of our life changing. Due to the pandemic known as COVID-19 or the coronavirus, it is swiftly moving in our country and around our globe. Our schools are closed, our jobs are closed or closing, mass gatherings are restricted, and food and health supplies are rapidly declining. Many people are uncertain about whether they will be able to pay their rent or house payment, feed their families, keep their jobs, have adequate health care insurance, and just mentally survive through this crisis. Yes, we are living in times of uncertainty. We are living in difficult times. Many people are wondering, where is God? Why has He allowed this pandemic to come upon us? Doesn't He care about us? Let me quickly assure you this morning that God is still with His people and that He is still on the throne and that He still cares and loves us. But my brothers and sisters, sometimes God allows some trials to come into our lives to turn our attention back to Him in order for us to recognize that we desperately need Him. There is an awakened God consciousness in our nation and world as the result of this pandemic. I discovered that hard times has a way of making people more sensitive toward the things of God. Listen, in our text for today, times were very hard for the nation of Israel. Israel was experiencing a period of uncertainty. The northern kingdom of Samaria had lost her war with the Assyrians and as a result has lost her kingdom. These Israelites were then exiled from their homeland and were on the run fleeing for their lives. And then in the southern kingdom of Judah, there were temporary governments in place, which resulted in a succession of temporary kings. As a result, in the southern kingdom of Judah, there were constant revolts, wars, and chaos. Death was everywhere. So in verse 27 of our text, the Israelites began to question their belief and trust in God. Some said, "My way is hid from the Lord," while others were saying, "My cause or judgment is disregarded by my God." Because they were facing times of uncertainty, because they were facing hardship, The Israelites thought that God had abandoned them. In essence, they questioned God's omniscience and his ability to act in history. And isn't that just what the enemy wants us to believe? When we are experiencing difficulties in life and times of uncertainty, the enemy wants us to believe that God does not really care about us and that he has left us to fend for ourselves. But I'm here to tell you the devil is a liar. God has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. And so, in the midst of Israel's time of uncertainty, God sends the prophet Isaiah with the word from him to his people. And brothers and sisters, I'm glad and I thank God that he still sends a word to his people in times of uncertainty. In verse 28, Isaiah asked two rhetorical questions, which he expected to be answered in the affirmative. He asked the Israelites, "Do you not know?" In other words, Isaiah was saying to them that you are not ignorant to the ways of God. Why? Because your forefathers told you what I'm about to tell you, so you already know. He then asked, "Have you not heard?" Here Isaiah is alluding to the fact that the Israelites have surely heard, proclaimed through the mouths of prophets and priests, the truths about the person of God. Well, Pastor Wood, what are some of the truths that they had known and they had heard? Isaiah continues by saying, "You have both known and heard that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom." Here in verse 28, we discover the first thing that we should know when we are going through a period of uncertainty. What should we know? We should know that we serve an unchanging God. Did you hear what I said? I said we serve an unchanging God. In the midst of uncertainty, we must know some changeless truths about our changeless God. Yes, my brothers and sisters, there are some things you must know. You must know of the person of God, who he is. Verse 28 reminds us that he is Lord. He is Jehovah. That is, he is always present. As Lord over all, there is nothing that he cannot bring us through. You know why? Because he is Lord over nature. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. The winds and the waves obey his voice. He is Lord over the demonic world. He has the power to overthrow and expel those who are possessed or depressed by demon activity. He is Lord over sickness and over disease. And check this out. He has already demonstrated his lordship over COVID-19 or the coronavirus. How, Reverend? Because many had it, but are now recovered. I'm saying to you, he is Lord over sickness and disease. But guess what? He's even Lord over death. Not only is he Lord, but verse 28 tells us that we must know him as Olam Elohim, which means the everlasting God. Even though he is concealed from space and time, guess what? Nothing is hidden from him. He knows what is happening in space and in time. Do you think that our God was caught by surprise by COVID-19? Listen to me good. What you and I are going through is not hidden from him. The troubles and crisis that our nation and our world is going through right now is not hidden from God, because he is the everlasting God. In other words, he will always be the everlasting God without beginning or without end. Not only is he Lord and the everlasting God, he is also the creator of the ends of the earth. In other words, he created the limits, the boundaries of the earth, and therefore everything else in between. He has ultimate control over everything. So whatever your situation may be right now, whether it be mild or whether it be messed up, I want you to know that our God is still in control. Being Lord, being the everlasting God and creator, the prophet Isaiah goes on to tell us that we must know that our God is incapable of fatigue and exhaustion. Isaiah says like this, he will not grow tired or weary. Why, Pastor Wood? Because he never flees from anybody or anything. Fainting, growing tired, growing weary is not a part of God's nature. God is incapable of gasping for breath because of exhaustion from labor. He does not get weary. He does not get tired of loving, caring, delivering, saving, healing, restoring, preserving and sustaining his children. During this pandemic of coronavirus, we are told to practice social distancing. That is to remain 6 feet apart from each other. Listen, I've literally have seen people physically run away from others who were coughing or sneezing. But I'm so glad that God does not run away from us. Our problems do not scare him. We cannot tire him out with our problems or our conditions. Why? Because he is the everlasting God, the Lord and the creator of the ends of the earth. So when you and I are going through a period of uncertainty, we must know, we've got to know that our God is unchanging. His attributes and person does not change, and we can trust in his care for us. Yes, we must know that our God does not change. But finally, we must trust the way that our God operates. Did you hear what I said? We have to trust the way that our God operates. In verse 28b, the scripture says, his understanding no one can fathom. In other words, Isaiah is trying to tell us that there is no possibility of penetrating God's intelligence to examine it. There is no way, in other words, to measure God's IQ. Therefore, it is impossible to figure out why he does what he does, but you've got to trust that God never makes a mistake and he always does what is best for us. What, Pastor Wood, what are some of the things that God does? I'm glad you asked. Isaiah tells us in verse 29 that God gives strength to the weary. Did you hear what I said? I said, God gives strength to the weary. In other words, God gives supernatural ability to those who are weak and fatigued. And guess what? He also increases the power of the weak. Is there anybody watching today that can testify that when you were about to give up and give out, that the Lord injected you with a little more strength to hang on in there until your change came? Do I have any witnesses? When you and I are going through a period of uncertainty, know, just know, that we have been also told in verse 31 to hope in the Lord. Did you hear what I said? I said hope in the Lord. You and I must know that our hope is in the Lord. The hymnologist said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly, completely lean on Jesus' name. And when we stand on Jesus, on Christ, the solid rock, we can stand. Even though the world is falling apart around us, on Christ, I said on Christ, we can stand. And all other ground may be sinking sand, but God will hold us up and bear us up and strengthen our faith and strengthen our hope. I'm here to tell you that I'm so glad that I serve the God who is able to keep me even in times of uncertainty. And let me tell you, if he'll keep me, he can keep you too. You don't have to fear. You don't have to worry. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And I declare unto you that he will renew your strength. Hallelujah. Thank God that we serve a God who is with us and helps us in times of uncertainty.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.